practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company, and I trust that as we go throughout the program today, that God will use this to prepare your heart to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today and worship the Lord along with others in spirit and in truth. Today, we're going to begin the program with a song entitled, The Love of God. This may be a rendition that you have never heard before or that you're not familiar with, but I think that it will be a blessing to your heart. Here it is, The Love of God.
Savior of all men, there's hope in saving grace. Saving grace. The love of God is greater far than gold or silver ever could afford. It reaches past the highest star and covers all,
yes,
the
it
world.
Covers all the world.
Its power is eternal. Its glory is supernal.
That sin could ever leave, redeeming souls to live again, who will on Christ believe. The
love of God is great.
Be
the love of God.
Precious love of God.
How we can be thankful for the precious love of God. As we were listening to that particular song, one of the thoughts that came into my mind was the many verses in the Word of God that speaks concerning the love of God. Let me ask you, what is your favorite verse on the love of God? Now, many may say John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Certainly, that's a great verse. And then you have Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, where it says that God commendeth or demonstrated his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then, of course, there is always Jeremiah 31 and verse 3, where it tells us that God has loved us with an everlasting love. I don't know what your favorite verse of the Bible is concerning the love of God, but there are many of them. In fact, that would be a very interesting study to conduct, would it not? Studying the verses in the Bible that speak concerning the love of God. The love of God is beyond our comprehension, but I'm so thankful for it, because if God did not love us, then certainly we would not have the reality of salvation and the forgiveness of sins. I remember a number of years ago, a person asked a great theologian, what is his favorite hymn? And you know, you'd have thought that a great theologian would have come up with something like from Handel's Messiah or something like that. But the answer to that question that he gave was, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Certainly, we can thank God for his overwhelming love that he has toward everyone of the human race, including you and me. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and certainly if we can serve you spiritually here at the Faith Baptist Church, don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or write to us. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. We would love to be able to minister to you in a way far beyond this radio program if we could. If you have any questions about your walk with the Lord, or even if you have a prayer request, please don't hesitate to contact us. We would be delighted to do what we can to pray with you, pray for you, and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you're looking for a church to attend, why not drop by and visit us? We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight will be at 6 o'clock. And today we have the special privilege of having a missionary family with us. We support over 30 missionaries around the world, and today, one of those missionary families will be with us. It's Jeff and Lisa Mayfield. They serve the Lord down in Ecuador. They're a young missionary family, and they'll be speaking to us today with a combined Sunday school class at 9:30, and then he'll be giving a mission update during the morning service and then preaching tonight during the evening service. And so I would invite you to come on out this morning and this evening to hear what Lisa and Jeff Mayfield have to say about their missions ministry down in Ecuador. Certainly, as I said, we have the desire to minister to you in any way we possibly can. Please give us your prayer requests, because on a regular basis we do pray for those of you who send in those requests. Every Wednesday night, we have prayer meeting here at the church at 7 o'clock. And of course, in addition to that, Dr. Chris Davis is giving us a verse-by-verse study through the book of Ephesians. But if you send in any prayer requests, we will be more than delighted to take those prayer requests before God's throne of grace every Wednesday night, as well as other times throughout the course of the week. But speaking about prayer, let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the great opportunity that we have to gather around the radio with those who are listening today. Father, you know those who are listening. Many of them know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Others do not know you, and it's my prayer that those who do not know you today will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and those who do know you today will grow in their walk with and relationship with you through through the Lord Jesus Christ. But Father, I pray that you will be honored and glorified through this program. Take it and use it for your glory and for your purpose. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now here's a piano solo with that old hymn of the faith, Only Trust Him. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5, and I would like to read with you verses 15, 16, and 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15, 16, and 17, where the Word of God says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." That's Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15, 16, and 17 from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Scope of Missions, let's listen to Dr. Al Smith. Dr. Al Smith was a great friend of mine. He has been with the Lord now for, well, nearly 25 years. A great songwriter. He wrote over 500 songs and choruses, and he wrote a song entitled, And Then Eternity. And so we're going to listen to Al Smith sing one of those songs that he himself wrote a number of years ago. I'm not sure how long ago it was that he wrote this song, but I love this song and listen to it. A song written and recorded by Dr. Al Smith, And Then Eternity.
A few more years to sow and reap, a few more years to smile and weep, a few more years to wake and sleep, and then eternity. A few more miles for weary feet, a few more trials yet to meet, a few more lessons to complete, and then eternity. A little while to watch and pray, to labor while 'tis called today. Prepare for heaven while we may, and then eternity. Our life, how soon it will be past. The golden hours are going fast. This hurry day may be our last, and then eternity. As fades the mist before the sun, as song that dies when just begun, so passes life so quickly gone, and then
ready for eternity. You know, life does come and go rather quickly, does it not? I can remember when I was a youngster and my parents and grandparents were talking about how fast time flies. I thought, wow, that's amazing to me, because in those days, time just went by very slowly. But now at the age of 72, I will tell you, it just seems like 1 week goes into another, and 1 month goes into another, 1 year goes into another, and time does go by really fast. And one of these days, all of us will be in eternity. My question is, where will you spend it? Will you spend eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ in the land without tears and the time without end because you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or will you spend eternity separated from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire because you've not received Christ as your Savior? I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved. And then for those of us who are Christians, as we get to tired and sometimes just bogged down with the circumstances of life, it's a great thing to know that one of these days we will be with Jesus. And of course, we'll be with him either through his second coming that could occur at any moment, or through our death that could occur any moment. And so for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, eternity is something to look forward to. A land without tears, a time without end in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. That should cause every one of us as Christians to say, praise God and hallelujah. Well, today, if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16 and verse 15. Here we see the Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the grave, and he was about ready to ascend back into heaven, but he was giving some final instructions to his disciples. And these final instructions are what we often refer to as the Great Commission. The Great Commission is given five times in the Word of God, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as well as in the Gospel of Acts. And so it's important, I think, that we take heed to it. If it's recorded five times in the Word of God, then that means that it's something that the Lord Jesus wants us to take heed to. And in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, we have the shortest presentation of the Great Commission. And by the way, when I'm talking about the Great Commission, I'm talking about the commission that Jesus Christ has given to each and every one of us as Christians and each and every local church to go into the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Notice how it is recorded in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. It says, "And he said unto them," that is Jesus said to them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Look at that. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I've often said that those are 13 words that will change the world. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Five things I want to share with you from that particular statement. You might want to jot them down. I don't have the time to go into them in detail, but let me give them to you nevertheless, because the Great Commission is that which is to be fulfilled by every Christian and every local church. First of all, we see the process. He says, go. That simply means that the idea of proclaiming the Great Commission is to be active, continual, and aggressive. As individual Christians and as local churches, we must decide to go with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as it says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we start right in our own backyard, in our own Jerusalem, and then we launch out into the rest of the world. But missions involves going. It's an active process. Then we see the personnel. He says, go ye, go ye. That means you and me as individual Christians, as well as every local church. As a matter of fact, missions should be the priority for all Christians and every local church. It's not something that should be at the end of the line in our priorities, but it should be up at the top of the line in our priorities, because it's the very last thing that Jesus gave his disciples to do. And since it was the very last thing, he wanted his disciples to remember to do it. And certainly, you know, when we say goodbye to somebody, we will usually give them a last word or two that we want them to remember. Well, that's exactly what Jesus Christ was doing in this Great Commission. Just before he ascended up into heaven, he says, I want you to be involved with missions. And every Christian, every local church is to be involved. So that's the personnel. It's a priority. Go ye into all the world. Then the third thing we see is the place. And I just mentioned that, into all the world. In other words, that speaks of the fact that we are to go in a place, in an area that is unlimited as it relates to geography, culture, and religion. We are to go all around the world where there are people to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for the fact that I've had the opportunity to visit over 35 nations of the world doing missionary and evangelistic work. And it's always a blessing to get out into those other nations of the world and see people who you can't even communicate with linguistically come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ because you've given them the gospel, normally through an interpreter. But the fact of the matter is, every place there are people is the place that you and I are to be going with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see the process, go, the personnel, ye, the place, all the world. We see the proclamation. He says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's the mandate for all believers and Christians and churches to be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over the last number of years, I've seen that in many times missions has deteriorated to social work. Now, certainly there's going to be a certain amount of social work in mission endeavors, but the prime responsibility of the missionary is to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we are reminded that it's the preaching of the gospel and the belief of the gospel when it is preached that brings people to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that which we are to proclaim is not our own story, not our own thoughts, not our own history, not our own ideas, but the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm reminded what the Apostle Paul said about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ over in the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, when he says this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." And what that teaches us is that it's the reception of the gospel that brings people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then finally, we see the prospect. Jesus says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That again goes along with the idea that we are to go to all the world. Where anybody and where everybody is where we are to go with the gospel of Jesus Christ. All mankind everywhere must hear the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message of the Great Commission. Are you involved in missions? If you're a Christian and you're not involved with missions, you are missing out on the blessing. Because when we go out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, God does bless us many times over again. But if you're a Christian and not involved with missions, you are also living in disobedience to the Lord Jesus. Don't disobey Him anymore. Obey Him and get involved in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. And watch how God will bless you. Pray for those who go. Give to those who go. And be willing to go yourself. And watch how God will use you in reaching the world for Christ. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. May that be a part of your day-by-day life. Thank you so very much for joining me today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you today.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.